French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim frim sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is octopus balls. After 2 days in Toronto, I had learned a few things. One is that the locals do not pronounce it Toronto, as we were all taught eons ago, enunciating the second T in the city's name. They say Tirana. Even Canadians living in the areas just outside the lakeside city say it in a way that in-the-know city dwellers snicker at. In Florida, it would be like pronouncing the word conch as if the CH were a cha sound, and it is not. Second thing I have learned is that Toronto is a food town of amazing ethnic diversity and of food cultures. It is a beguiling mixture of fusions that would make almost any city outside of San Francisco or New York take a back step. But step up is what we say. It is one delicious Tirana town. Even already digging on this hyphenated galaxy of cultures, I still did a bit of a double take when I saw a short Japanese woman preparing her stand between a cevicheria, a pupusa cart, and an arepa counter within a conclave marked Latin American food court in a decrepit building in the Kensington Market area. In fact, it was just after finishing an arepa filled with gooey caramelized plantains, slightly salty cheese, and laced with two salsas that we chanced upon Miss Kazuya Akeda plying her trade on a sloping hill on the side of the building with her Latin neighbors all. Her stand is named Taco Chuen, and what she specializes in is a takoyaki. She explained after a moment that the taco stood for octopus and the yaki for the unique heavy black iron griddle comprised of many scooped out areas of perfect symmetry where the eggy batter she'd soon lay them into falls and fills. She methodically added in bell peppers, cooked octopus, pickled ginger that she makes herself, and green onions. We chatted, and she allowed me to take some short videos of her as she worked. She worked alone and with grace and an open friendliness. It took a while for the egg batter to set up, but once it did, she moved swiftly. It was one of those physical acts in cooking that you think is simple, but once you try it yourself, you know it takes years to perfect. She took needle-sharp chopsticks and deftly cut the areas around each of the indented areas where this golf ball-like filled octopus omelet was forming, and then, making a crosswise motion, both folded, slashed, and flipped the ball, creating a sphere with a tantalizing exterior of golden enticement, bonding with a beckoning sense of the egg and the pickled ginger. Sweet, smoky clouds began to lift over her humble tent, and she bent to her task with a solemn dedication. Once she had created about 48 perfect orbs, she was ready to sell her takoyaki to the now gathering crowd. I was lucky to have been first in line. She handed me a trio of them. Just before, though, she garnished them with a fish sauce-based barbecue of some kind, a loopy squiggle of mayonnaise, a scattering of bonito, and lastly, some seaweed flakes. My wife, Janet, and I gratefully received them. I asked her at what temperature she advised eating them. She said, "My husband likes them best cold, my father likes them very hot, and me, I like them in the middle." Sounds familiar. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.